You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
My name is Avi Shua, and I'm the CEO and co-founder of Orca Security. In fact, I was excited about cybersecurity since I was 13 years old. As a teenager, we had a network in my high school, and I was looking about the way that you can get around it. It was clear to me that I'm going to get into cybersecurity since then. When I became 18 years old, to join the Israeli army, the intelligence, to Unit 8200 and go to a cyber training course, which I also later on became the teacher of one of the courses. And it all started that way. In fact, we had in our high school a team that was both instructors and students that were excited about computers that could help set the network, help with maintaining the IT environment. I was even hired for a few months during the summer break. And it was, in fact, a really great opportunity to get students who are excited about something, to do something valuable with the time, help setting things. And I was always attracted to how you can make it more secure. I knew it's retroactively looking at it, it was a high school network. It's not secure by definition. But it was still something that excited me to see what are the different trade-offs, what it means to set it in a certain way, how it can be attacked via different means, etc. I joined a cyber training course, which is very unique compared to a lot of training experiences. That the training is not all about what you know about learning stuff, but about learning how to progress and improve and solve things. It's very rare that we are told there is a problem, you should simply solve it by yourself, not by looking on how other people do that, but solve it by yourself. And while you do that, to make sure that you progress without comparing yourself to others. It really challenges you to get the most that you can. So I moved to Checkpoint. I've been there for more than a decade. Started as a team leader. Later on, became a group manager. Started the sandboxing solution of Checkpoint. The last 4 years, I was the chief technologist. Security is all about choke points. And traditionally, when you look at computers, there's been two choke points. The network, you know, it's not the ideal, there's encryption, you can't see everything, but if you put a device between your physical network and the internet, you'll see it all. So it's a great choke point. There's a different choke point, which is the cloud itself. And they thought that it's needed to be looked at from a completely different view. And the only way to do something which is so radically indifferent is by starting a company and not trying to do it within companies that are many times more focused on the way that, on the history and the capabilities that exist till that time. As a manager, my job, it has two hats. One is to lead, to make sure that we're executing to the vision, but on the other end, to do everything that there is no other owner in the organization. And at the same time, we need to build it to make sure that it will grow and execute the vision that we created for Orca. The favorite part is to solve actual organization problems. There is so much times in cybersecurity when companies build solutions that looks good on paper, but are not consumable, that requires tons of friction, requires tons of deployment. And in lab, it's nice, but they are deployed on 30, 40, or 50% of the environment. It's not really helpful because the attacker can always go to the areas that are not deployed. And theoretically, the vendor is okay, but the customer is not secured and can be breached. The one thing that I love about what we do is that we are reducing friction in the organization, and it simply helps people to do their jobs. If it, instead of becoming of being plumbers, connecting things, trying to install or to deploy tools, they can do their job and become real security and do a security practitioner. If you're just getting started, you need to be excited by that. It's not something that, don't do it if you don't love it, because you won't succeed. I think it's true about every profession, but you really need to love that. But second, take the time and do think for yourself. You must understand how things are actually working. You must understand what is a vulnerability, what are the limitations. You can't just go and jump over that without understanding the basic. You always have limitation to your capabilities in that. So try to do think by yourself, and then everything will be clearer. You'll understand what's important, what's less, if you take this time. This is the thing that makes me wake up every morning to make sure that we are creating products that are valuable and fun for people to use.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and zero trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.